I don't know whether you remember an old song that used to, every now and then, would show up on the radio or something. Don't worry, be happy. But it doesn't work like that, does it? We do worry. I mean, who here worries at times? Who has worries at times? It's part of our nature, isn't it, that we worry? And Jesus tells us not to worry, but we still worry. And sometimes our worries can grow with the work of our enemy, the devil. He likes to put his bits in as well and stir things up and make things worse. And our worries can turn into fears. And it stops us from working, doesn't it? It distracts us. And you know, there's an old saying that goes that most of the stuff we worry about doesn't even happen. But we still worry. It's part of us. Recently, quite a few weeks ago now, you know, God teaches us. He's always, life is a teaching place with God. And quite a few weeks ago now, we were praying and we were asked if we would do something. And it's something, we said yes, but it was something that I hadn't done for a while and I was a bit nervous. And during our prayer time, I was getting distracted because I was feeling a bit nervous about doing this afterwards. And then all of a sudden I stopped, I pushed aside our prayers, and we just started worshipping God. And as we worship God, you know, afterwards when we did what the tasks we were asked to do, we had a great time. It was an awesome time. And not long after that, I had some news that made me worry, and the fears got in. I could feel the fears. I could hear the fears. What if this? What if that? Supposing this happens? Supposing that happens? And I just keep getting the word in my head, spiritual. And so I thought, this isn't good. You know, it was stopping me from doing things. I was stewing over it. And so I remember what we'd done that day. And so I put aside, I gave God my cares, my worries, and I just started worshipping God. Every time I started feeling fear, I would worship God. Father, let your kingdom come on earth in my heart. Let your will be done. Father, let your will be done. And I would sing and sing. Every time I started feeling fears, I would sing to God. And eventually it dissipated. The fears dissipated. And you know, it says, resist the devil and he will flee. You know, he goes around like a roaring lion. And if you think of a lion in the wilds, if a lion roars, all the animals freeze. You know, they freeze with fear. But it's only a roar. There's nothing there. And there's a song I've heard that's entitled "Fear Is a Liar." And you know, God says to put our cares upon Him because He cares for us. During this time, I was walking through my lounge and I just felt this cloud or cloak of peace just come over me. And I knew that God was listening and God was there. And everything was going to be all right. I think we'll hand out the emblems. Just hold on to the emblems and just maybe reflect in your worries and your cares. Kids, young people, children, you know, I know you probably have worries too, don't you? You think about school, you think about exams, you think about what mum's going to do for lunch, and you have worries and cares, don't you? So while you're holding these emblems, just think about and reflect on any cares or troubles you have, and perhaps surrender them to God. Jesus said, "Cast your cares on me because I care for you. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God." And what bigger love and what more care is there than what represents the emblems we hold, the cross that Jesus went to because he cares for us. And he's interested in every little worry we may have, or every big worry that may turn into fear. He cares, he knows. He's been there through the cross. Oops, I'm going to shake. I'm shaking. Just put it. Lord, I want to thank you for all the love, all the goodness, that you care for us, that you suffered on that cross so that we can draw near to you, and that you draw near to us. And let us remember, as we eat and drink these emblems, to cast our cares on him. And then we're going to sing. We're going to worship God. We're going to put aside our cares and woes and just focus on God. It's an old song. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. And this is for your children as well. You know, you have worries too. Put them aside and just look at Jesus and worship him about how great he is. Let's eat and drink together.